Salutations. Good morning, everybody. It is a good start to a morning Friday. Feeling good, looking good. I mean, the only complaint you have today, the only complaint you should have this morning is a good complaint. How am I going to continue this day and make it the best day I had this week? Now, I gotta be honest with y'all. I gotta be transparent. The past 2 weeks for me have been pretty rough. As of last week and this week, coming into this week, as about to Wednesday, I feel like I wasn't there mentally, and I let something control me and take me to another place where, you know, normally I could just be like, all right, whatever. But, you know, some people I know were in a situation and I didn't like the end result. You know what I'm saying? And normally I would react to this situation in a certain way. And I would give it the energy that it didn't need. And sometimes it does take you having good people around you and those people really caring about, you know, all right, hey man, look, maybe you need to think this through, bro. Like, I know how you are and I know how passionate you make people. Think about it, bro. You stand to lose a lot. You know what I'm saying? You stand to lose a lot. And why lose it over someone's stupid reaction or stupid doing to, you know what I'm saying? And I had to really put the math on and be like, yo, man, yeah, you're right. Now, of course, normally, I wouldn't. Because of the manner of what happened, I wouldn't. I would be, because I'm passionate. I'm passionate about family. I'm passionate about, you know, people I love and people I care about. I'm very passionate about that. And, you know, I'm not no gangster, I'm not no thug, I'm not none of that. I'm just a person that's passionate about his family and will go to any lengths to make sure they are okay. Friends too. You know what I'm saying? As long as that's being reciprocated back. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, my love and my loyalty is forever. I say that to say this, man. Folks, whatever you got going on out there today, if you got something going on at your job, you got something going on within life, you got a friend, you got a companion, a partner, whatever, and things are just not going the way that you probably would like or the way that, you know, take a look into yourself and really analyze who you are and what role you playing and what you got going on. What role do you know? Again, this steps back to taking accountability of what is, you know, whatever the issue may be. Now, while I'm flipping it because this particular instance is not about me, I'm also willing to be like, all right, with the situation itself and how I was beginning to act on it, I gotta be like, yo, all right, man, I gotta take some accountability here somewhere. I gotta figure it out. And then I looked at it like, a good friend of mine said, yo, well, man, you can't let people control, you know what I'm saying, your emotions. You can't let them control. If you give them the control of who you are, then you might as well just like a puppet. You know, they're pulling your strings, and they might not know that they're doing it, but they for damn sure pulling your strings, and you pissed off to the highest max that you want to do something that you're going to regret. You know, and not so many emotional words, but that's what it meant to me. I'm like, all right, if I go out here and I do something, this person is pretty much telling me that, yeah, okay, yeah, you're going out to maybe avenge your kids or your mom or your dad or whatever, but you definitely know that this is going to come with consequences and repercussions. that's the end of it. That's the end all be all. Like, you do know that, right, Will? Like, don't be stupid. And don't think that, okay, this is just gonna be done and that's it. It don't work. The world don't work like that. You know, the world don't work like that. And even if it did, you still got consequences. You know, you still gotta think about your personal consequences. Like, dang, I should've, man, why did I do that? I could've easily did this, or I could've easily did that. So I had to withdraw myself from the situation at hand, you know, take care of what I needed to take care of, and really look at my kids and see, like, all right, they hurt. It's not even about me. They're hurting, right? They're feeling something. They're feeling a type of way. Let me put my feelings to the side and tend to this, because you getting all mixed up in your, you know me. As an adult, as a parent, you getting all mixed up in your feelings, and you like, man, da da da. You like, oh, I'm, you know, you passionate about this, and I'm gonna do this, and I'm gonna do that, and you're not even thinking about who is really affected. You know what I'm saying? You're not even thinking about what it's really doing to them mentally and psychologically, because we're so held up in our path that we don't see. You know what I'm saying? How it's affecting them. And that's selfish. You know? That's beyond selfish, man. When you look at the word and you're like, man, yeah, I'm not even doing my kids no service. Cause I'm so hemmed up in my feelings and how I feel, and I'm not even sitting down, but I'm like, yo. You know what I'm saying? So I had to really check myself. Like, yo, I took some time and really just sat down and chopped it up. You know what I'm saying? Chopped it and made sure that they were good. And they're not good. You know, I told them, be honest, be transparent. You know, it's okay to not feel good and not, you know, feel like whatever you need. You could be vulnerable right now. Comfortable. And, you know, we was able to get some things on the table, whatever they were, you know, they wanted to talk about it for somebody. When you gotta tell me, like, nah, it was just, you know, just speak how you feel. It's okay to be angry. You know what I'm saying? Because I want you to know that this type of behavior is not something that you should exemplify. Like, it's something that you should not ever want to be a part of. So you should tell yourself in your mind that the day comes, whenever the day comes for me, if it comes, like, I have an issue like this, this is how I don't need to handle it. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is how I don't need to go about doing things. And I feel like, you know, the best I've ever felt, because I'm like, you know what? I took something on the strength of, like I said, on the strength of the good people that I have around me. And a few words that I did have, you know, not no strong, lengthy conversations, but the few words I did have, where I was able to be like, you know what? I need to make a better decision for my kids, man. We can't go to the same old way of reacting. And it's gonna cause more and more havoc, and then you're gonna put more and more strain and pain on them. Because what if something happens to you? You can't beat everybody. You can't beat everybody. But one thing I do know for sure, you can't beat everybody. You will meet your match. You know, and then when you're angry, you tend to do things you don't normally do, and then you find yourself in many cases that you don't even want to, you know, nah, man, I can't, I'm gonna go a different route about this. I'm gonna be a grown-up, you know, and I'm gonna deal with it in a better way than I normally would, you know. you gotta look at it from the side of everybody. You know, who's right, who's wrong, who's telling the truth, who's lying, and you know, you gotta make the better decision for, you know, even if there's no kids involved, y'all. Like, it has to be. You have to think about things in the sense of like, yo, man, what's the end game, man? What is the end game, man? You know, I want peace. I want peace in my life. I don't want no war in my life. You know what I'm saying? I want to just be able to. Alright, we can breeze through this. We can talk about this. We can sit down and have a conversation whenever it's time. You know, it don't gotta be the typical way that you deal. You don't have to deal with things the typical way that you would deal with. It's not a weak emotion or nothing like that. Like, I even thought, I'm like, dang, I might look weak. Nah, man. That ain't weak. You being smart. And if being smart is weak, then well, call me. I'm weak then. Because if I did react the way that I normally would find myself to react, I feel like, you know, doing something and not harming my kids, but like putting more strain on them, that's weak, because I'm not thinking about nobody but myself. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't be that selfish and that much, you know, in your mind. Like, you don't, oh man, you know what, I'm bugging, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm about to take myself away from my kids. For what? You know what I'm saying? So yeah, man. Like I said, I'm being honest and, like I said, transparent and making it known. Like, if you have a vulnerable moment, if you're dealing with something right now, stop anything around you. You know what I'm saying? Really, really take a look at yourself. Figure out what role you played figure out what role you played in whatever's going on. If you played a role in it or not. Right? Figure out another pathway to deal with things. You don't got to deal with things the normal way that you used to. Now, if you're an assertive individual and you got to, you know, to get to the end of the... Okay, then you do that. But as far as, like, the whole mentality of you got to jump and, you know, become this other individual, nah, you don't have to do that, because that ain't gonna do nothing but further the situation and make it even worse. That's all it's gonna do, and then it's gonna make you even more frustrated, because now you gotta deal with something else, and then that can escalate to something else, and it can be, you know, and that's how things become, that's how a little thing becomes the top of the top, man. And it was so small that you could have dealt with it. Like, you know what? We can deal with it this way. It doesn't have to be this particular. It doesn't have to be this particular part. We could deal with it this way, and we can call it. You know, You know, we could be adults, or we could be whatever, and we can call it. You know, this is the end of it, and that's just it. It's the end. Come this far, man. For real, and I mean that. Like, you know, not that, you know, I mean it. Like, I didn't, you know, and I'm gonna protect mine at all costs. But when it comes to something like, you know, something minuscule or something that can be dealt with in a different manner, then I'm gonna try to find my best route to deal with it in a different manner before I go to 0 to 100. There are in between numbers. You know what I'm saying? Before people go to zero, there are, you can't go from 0 to 10 or 0 to 20 or 0 to 30 and kind of just think yourself like, hold up, man, I'm about to get to 100, but what for? Like, I'm really about to like just spaz out and do harm. And all right, if I do this, I know that this is what could potentially happen. You know? a younger me, it's like you don't think of the consequences because you're just like, all right, whatever. You know what I mean? You hot, you know, you feeling yourself, whatever the case may be. But the older me, I'm like, hold up, man. I'm like, all right, you know, somebody said something. Let me see. All right, this person said this. All right, and okay, this person said that. All right, they telling me this for a reason because they actually care. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, and even if they don't care, they just telling you something to make you feel good. It is the truth sometimes. Like, you know what? Hell, man, I got it. I'm bugging. Why am I dealing with this like this? Man, let me go ahead and chill. You know? Let me go ahead and mind my business. I get involved when I need to get involved. Everything is, you know what I'm saying? Everything is not for the, you know, a lot of this stuff you gotta be strong with, because I almost broke, I swear to you, and it could put it potentially did something I would have regretted. Almost broke. Because it was it's like something that's, because you want, you know, you, like I say, if you're used to reacting a certain way, you want to be like, yo, nah, you know, your mind, you like, nah, I'm not trying to hear that. I'm going to do it this way. But see, I'm a person, like, this is with healing. This is with just become, you know, age and being a little bit, you know, I got to, you know, I could deal with it this way, but I know that if I do, I know, you know what I mean, as an older man, I know, like, if I do, man, this is what's going to happen. This could potentially happen. Now, while I am a protector of my loved ones, you know what I'm saying, sometimes you do got to think things through. Sometimes you have to think things through. Cannot let somebody else's action control your emotions. And that's how it was told to me. Don't let that shit control you, because it will have you, somewhere that you'll black out, and then you wake up somewhere and you're like, man, what's going on? You don't know what you did. But you know there's aftermath. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's some carnage. Cause you done went and did something that you weren't supposed to do. Or vice versa. Somebody could do something to you. And then these kids are gonna be affected in the worst way ever. What you think about that? Because of your willingness to make a decision at the spur of the moment, instead of just going home, take a nap, you know, just listen to some cool music, just go somewhere. I was told to go to the park, and which I actually did. Like, I actually took the words from the people that was telling me these things and actually acted on it. I just didn't hear them like, all right, whatever, you know, I'm gonna just go. Nah, I actually went to the park and actually chilled out and just let whatever was in my mind, I just let it go. You know what I'm saying? Because if I didn't, I probably wouldn't be making this podcast today, man. Or if I did, it'd be more or less surrounded by anger. And I'm not angry as I was. I'm not angry, honestly, at all right now. Because I allowed myself to really just, like, you know what, I'm going to think this through. Think this through, and I'm gonna figure it out. And that's what I did. And I got my emotions together, I got my feelings together, and you know, I'm like, you know, I'm cool. I can't control everything, you know what I'm saying? I can't be the I just can't. can control is how I react to stuff. And you know, I could just leave it at that. And when I come back to it, and you may feel some way about it, and you come back to me, man, I could have did this, I could have did that. Yeah, you probably could have done all of those things. But what would have been the result of all those things? Like, where would all those things have put you? We're reacting to it in a manner that you used to have put you in jail or put you in a coffin. You know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta think about that. Because let me tell you something. I don't want somebody else's anger to get the best of me. And because it can happen. Always somebody out there that is a little bit more faster than you, a little bit more stronger than you, and just maybe a little more crazy than you. And something happened to you, and then guess who's affected? Your family, the same family that you were trying to protect and going off about. Now they looking and trying to figure out if you're gonna make it because something that happened to you. So yeah, man, a lot of just. Decision. A lot of that was said this week to myself, like, you made the right decision. You know who you are, you know where you stand, you know what you are capable of as a dad, just as a man in general. I know these things. There's nobody that can ever question these things but me. And I'm not gonna question them because I know I made the right decision. I made the right decision for my kids, for my mom, myself, you know, for my friends that, you know, care about me and want to continue to be around one another and laugh and joke and have fun, you know, just enjoying life. You know, you gotta be tough all the time, man. And again, like I said, I'm not tough. I'm by far not. I've never been a tough guy. I'm just loyal. And I love my folks, man. I do whatever I can for them, to protect them, to make sure they're fine, and that they can sleep good. That makes me sleep. But I just wanted to share that today, man. Anybody out there that's dealing with anything today, man, and it's at the hand of another person, man. Never let no one's reaction control, you know, never let somebody else's doing control your emotions, because it can have you in a whirlwind. It can mess your life up. One decision can mess your life up, and one decision can change your life for the better. And I feel like that decision for me began last week when I decided not to react to something that I normally would not even. I would react to in a manner where I don't care who gets affected, who gets hurt, whatever. I made sure that I reacted in such a manner that it definitely helped. Everybody out there, man, enjoy your Friday. Turn to your loved ones, you know, and hug them, kiss them. You have anybody out there you got any friction or problems with, man, go to that individual, shake their hand, hug them, kiss them, whatever, you know what I'm saying, and show some, put some love back out there. No hate, man. Let's leave the hate where it's at, man. Right below your feet. That's where hate belongs, below your feet. You know, everybody enjoy their day. Good to yourself.